This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday avoided a government shutdown by voting to continue funding the government through December 3rd.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The House approved the measure earlier in the day with a 254-175 vote. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California has delayed a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Lawmakers sent things south when Pelosi tied the bill to the extremely expensive $3.5 trillion partisan spending package. We now know why boxing star Manny Pacquiao retired from boxing. He's advancing into a ruthless industry, politics. Manny has filed his certificate of candidacy for the Philippine presidency Friday. As registration opened for candidates seeking to lead, the elections are on May 9, 2022. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The movie Black Widow had one actress sue Disney because her salary was based on box office sales. So when Disney also released the movie at the same time on its streaming platform, sparks began to fly. Wendy King explains.
3 months after Scarlett Johansson sued Disney over its streaming release of Black Widow, arguing she stood to lose millions of dollars because her salary was based on the box office performance of the film, the suit has now been settled. While the terms of the settlement are not public, sources say the deal was in tens of millions of dollars. Johansson told The Hollywood Reporter that she was happy to have resolved the differences with Disney. Disney said Johansson will be in at least one upcoming Disney movie. Disney Studios chairman Alan Bergman wrote, "We appreciate her contributions to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and look forward to working together on a number of upcoming projects, including Disney's Tower of Terror." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. We are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Senate and House testimony of President Biden's top military brass this week has left a very disturbing contradiction between the words of Biden and his generals. Representative Rob Whitman, the Republican from Virginia, warned the American people via Newsmax.
Well, what we saw with there was a contradiction in what General Milley said and what Secretary Austin said and what the president said. Secretary Austin and General Milley said that their recommendation of the president was to keep 2,500 troops there, the same recommendation that General McKenzie and General Miller had. Yet when President Biden gave an interview and he said, "No, my military leaders said no such thing that I can recall." So that tells us either one or two things. Either the president can't recall that in and of itself is very disturbing, or that he was not telling the truth. That also is very disturbing. You see that contradiction there, which tells me that the president was making this a political decision, not a strategic decision. If it was a strategic decision, he would have followed the advice of his military leaders. I believe instead, he followed the advice of Secretary Blinken and made this a political decision. So on September 11th, they could have the presentation in their speech to say, "We're fully withdrawn from Afghanistan," without regard to what would happen in the ensuing catastrophic chaos and the loss of lives of those 13 service members.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got the governor. The governor is in the house. Yes, the former Arkansas governor, presidential candidate, longtime popular political commentator, TV host, and we're talking COVID-19 vaccine mandates and, what we're not being told about Afghanistan. The lose-lose Biden immigration policies, as well as the four-year anniversary of the TBN show. Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much for having me. You know, there's just nothing in the news to talk about.
I know.
Make up stuff this week.
Well, now you're sounding like the Biden administration. They just keep making stuff up. I mean, they don't care. It's just like, I've been telling people, Andy Andrews wrote a great book here about, I want to say about 6-7 years ago, probably around the time you and I first talked, and it was called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And you get them to buy into a lie. That was Adolf Hitler's reference. And he said, the bigger the lie, the better. And this is what's been happening, whether it's Barack Obama with all his lies, about health care and about Benghazi, just go on down the list. But and also, by the way, the real clincher was, as he was leaving, he said that his administration was free of any scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No scandals at all.
Oh,
and
no.
They keep coming.
Yes.
Bill, the thing that has been amazing to me is that it's not just that Joe Biden and before him Barack Obama lied to us repeatedly and told a big lie, but it's that the media covered for
it. Exactly.
That's what disturbs me and what it scares me the most. It used to be that whether people were Democrats or Republicans in office, you could always count on the media to be curious and cynical. And those are the two attributes you need in a news media.
Exactly.
Current media is neither curious nor cynical. They believe everything the left tells them, and they could care less about things that are put in front of them. They have no curiosity whatsoever about things like what was on Hunter Biden's laptop and how many deals did he make with China and Russia. The real Russia story wasn't Donald Trump. It was Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yes, without a doubt. Well, and this is what they continue to perpetuate. And the thing that you've got to put at the feet of these people is that they have politicized this nation. They've disunified us. It's us against them. It's Republicans against Democrats. It's no longer about America. I got to tell you, and I've talked to a lot of people after this past weekend. I don't know if you caught any of the Ryder Cup. But I'll tell you, it was so special because it was about the USA. Yes, USA against Europe, but it was clean competition. It was good fun, and it was neat to be around a athletic event where people were honoring our country. And you kept hearing USA, USA, USA. And I got to tell you, Governor, it just really, it just made me appreciate all the more what sports can be like and how it can bring us together as Americans.
There used to be a sense of unification that would come from two areas of our lives. One was sports, and one was music and the arts.
Yes.
And it was in those two arenas that people could come together and put aside whatever differences they had and celebrate, whether it was celebrating a great film or a great piece of music or a piece of art or on the sports world. You know, some of us could celebrate the Razorbacks or the Dallas Cowboys. Others could celebrate, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles or whoever they loved. Mm-hmm. But it was an American issue. It wasn't a left or right. And the sports commentators, they didn't preach to us. They just told us what was going on in the field and let us enjoy the game. And now it's hard for me to watch a lot of the ESPN announcers because they don't want to just tell me about the game. They want to tell me about their personal political preferences. And frankly, I don't care what those are.
Exactly. Well, they're out of their lane. But today, the media and the culture has allowed them to do this. And what are they offering? Are we all the better because of their insight, or are they just agitating and making things worse? That's the question I have.
Well, I think they're making a lot of things worse. They're continually creating a sharp division among people that ought to be able to get along with each other. When we're in the halls of Congress, yes, that's going to be divisive. There's winners, there's losers, there's a lot at stake. But we ought to be able to separate from those arenas and to be able to enjoy the freedom that we have. But the trouble is, Bill, there are a lot of people on the left that really don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in personal liberty. They are collectivists, and therefore they don't believe that as an individual, I have a right to my view. It may be wrong by their standard. It could even be wrong, period. I have a right to have it.
Exactly.
And the point of the left today is, no, you have to comply with what we have determined is the story. And if you don't, then we will shut you out, close your business down, get you fired, and you're going to be a homeless person living on a park bench.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, now here we are dealing with mandated vaccines, and we're losing good people, Governor. People, you know, I don't care whether first responders, law enforcement, nurses, they're not complying with these mandates, and they're out of a job. And, you know, think about the quality of individual at a time when, I think the last time we checked, we're something, you know, we got 8 million more jobs than people to fill, and we're firing people over a vaccine mandate? What's up with this?
It makes no sense. I mean, in New York, they're talking about having to bring the National Guard in to backfill slots in healthcare because somewhere between 15 and 27% of the healthcare workers in New York do not want to be vaccinated. Now, is it because they had COVID and their natural antibodies should suffice, which, frankly, they're probably better protected than I am? I've been vaccinated, but I don't want everybody else to get vaccinated by government fiat.
Exactly.
I did it because of my age and having had pneumonia, lung issues that, you know, could pop up. I've had friends that died of COVID. I know it's real, but I also know that if I were 19 years old, I'd probably take my chances because the likelihood of having a severe issue from at that age is not that great. I just think this idea of the mandates, sometimes I wonder, does Biden really want to control the disease or does he want to control the population? And here's why I don't believe him when he says it's all about protecting us. If it were really about protecting us, not a single person would cross that southern border who didn't have either a vaccination or a negative COVID test. And we have people that are crossing by the tens of thousands. We have no idea whether they're COVID positive, but we know for sure they didn't get a vaccination.
Exactly.
Why the heck are they okay, but the nurses in New York are not? That's such phoniness, and everybody can see through that.
Exactly. Well, this is, again, an era of exposure, and it's what we, you know, choose to do with this information that's being revealed to us, Governor. You know, the other thing that they're greatly ignoring is the way God has miraculously designed our bodies for natural immunity. For me, I got COVID back in March from my lovely daughter-in-law. She's such a giver. She shared it with me. And, you know, thank God it had minimal effect on me. And so I'm I've got T-cell immunity. I got all the antibodies and everything. My doctor says, do not take any medicine you don't need. You're better off. Your antibodies are anywhere 6 to 13 times stronger than somebody who's been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. And, of course, they found that out in Israel, right, with not some small test. I mean, they had, 80,000 people that they studied, and they found out that those who had had the vaccine before, that the virus, that their antibody count is stronger than the use of a synthetic COVID-19 vaccine. Governor, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up. We got more from Governor Mike Huckabee after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thank you.
17 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got the former Arkansas governor, presidential candidate, longtime popular political commentator, and TV host, Governor Michael Huckabee is with us. Mikey, we're just finishing out your story about, not necessarily exposing yourself on purpose. I mean, this isn't like when you and I were kids growing up, and they used to have the chicken pox neighborhood parties, you know? And I was telling somebody else that they did that in our neighborhood, but a couple of us kids, the parents weren't watching, and so we played connect the dots on the person that had the chicken pox with a Sharpie pen, and I think the Sharpie pen mark in connecting the dots lasted longer than the chicken pox. So we weren't allowed for those parties anymore,
Well, we did a lot of dangerous things when I was a kid. I mean, we would ride our bicycles behind a mosquito fogging truck in my hometown. No telling what we were breathing in that fog, but we thought that was cool. We brought our bikes and get in the fog of the mosquito truck, and it was just pretty crazy. Yeah.
Well, and I think to this point here is that when it comes to natural immunity, one of the things that's missing greatly from this narrative is nobody is counting. Nobody's testing to see, who had COVID, because, a lot of people asymptomatic. Maybe you had COVID. Maybe you got the T bodies. You don't even know it. And the T cell immunity. And you're not aware of it. But there's no consideration. It's just the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated.
And I think we also need to be far more open-minded about the treatments. If people are tested positive, it may not be necessary to have an extraordinarily expensive treatment. I know that people go nuts when you mention things like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, and there was such a dismissal of things like that. The truth is, for example, when people said, ivermectin, that's a horse dewormer. There's a version of it of that, but there's a version of penicillin that is used on animals, too. And I don't remember the press saying penicillin is actually for horses and cats and dogs. Right. I mean, it's again, a political issue rather than a medical issue.
I don't pretend to
practice medicine. Don't play one on TV. I'm not prescribing anything or suggesting. But if my doctor told me to take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, I would be far more willing to do that than I would to listen to some goon on MSNBC make fun of me for doing something that might save my life.
Well, the other thing that's so dangerous about this, Governor, I don't know if you are aware of this, one of my best friends is a doctor, my personal doctor, and he said that he's having trouble getting ivermectin. He will order it for a patient, and they go to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist says, we're not filling the prescription.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I don't get that.
Right.
But I do know that there were doctors, friends of mine, who, were told that if they prescribed, for example, hydroxychloroquine, which I took one time for a malaria preventative when I went to Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Why does some bureaucrat get to tell a doctor what he or she can prescribe for a patient? I don't get that. Mm-hmm. I want to trust my doctor that sees me and is not going to do something reckless with me, way more so than some government bureaucrat or a TV commentator.
Well, and the dangerous thing is these doctors who are prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine still against, what the cancel culture would want to promote, they're doing this and risking their careers and, from being canceled and whatever. And God bless them for having the courage to do what's right for the people. And I don't know if there ever will be a day where the deaths of, could be millions of people are at the feet of these people that wanted to control a prescription when we know that these things are working, and when it's a matter of life and death. Governor, I can tell you there was a person down, I'm based in Florida these days, and there was a person down in South Florida, I think he was one of the first stories to come out. This guy was on his deathbed. The doctor said, hey, say goodbye, there's nothing. And then he said, hey, you know what, you want to do a little, Hail Mary pass here, we got this hydroxychloroquine, this might help, what do you think? He goes, what, you already said I'm dying, what do I got to lose? So he takes hydroxychloroquine, a couple hours he's sitting up calling the family back, hey, the report of my death was a little bit premature.
Those are the stories that I think we've all heard time and again. And one of the things President Trump did very, very brilliantly was give us, as may you, a lot of our folks will remember, the right to try.
Yes.
If we've been deemed that we have a terminal issue, then we have the right to try experimental processes because, as you said, what difference at this point does does it make, to quote Hillary. But the fact is, why don't we get to make those decisions? It's our lives. It's our choice. And if it works, then we might live. If it doesn't work, we were going to die anyway.
Right, exactly. Well, Governor, the attitude and arrogance of the ruling elite is such that the common man doesn't know better. You know, as Nancy Pelosi would say, you're so lucky to have these great people. They could be working three or four other jobs, but here they are working on behalf of the American people. Oh, really? As they go march in for the second, impeachment process against Donald Trump, another faux event, costly to the American people and distracting as all get out. And here's a president guilty of creating more jobs than ever, giving us energy, independence, peace about ready to break out in the Middle East with four Arab nations sitting at the table with Israel and our southern border secured. But I guess, they knew better and 80 million people knew better and thought, being energy independent and paying, $1.50 less per gallon of gas isn't worth it.
It's been very frightening to me to see that people are still following Joe Biden right off the cliff. You see the breakdown of the southern border, the total collapse of Afghanistan. Interestingly, we now know for certain, after these congressional hearings the past 2 days, Joe Biden lied. He said that he didn't have military advice that was different than his own. And now we know that's not true.
Exactly.
They advised him not to leave Bagram, not to pull out and leave with no troops whatsoever. He said, to the best of I can remember. Well, either one of two things. He intentionally lied, or his memory is truly so bad that he has no business being another day in the office of president.
Well, you see, and again, that goes to the feet of Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, the Democratic leadership, Jill Biden, that knows better. They know that he is frail. They know his mental condition, and they're propping him up, and he's costing us. Beyond the economy and some of these things that are doing, but, what we saw in what happened in Afghanistan with this bungled exit, I mean, this was such a disaster. I mean, this is Benghazi all over again, but worse.
It has been, and we still have Americans who are trapped behind enemy lines. And I just can't imagine that our country would ever say to American citizens, you're on your own. We aren't going to help you. And that's not who we are as a country. And even leftists ought to be angry about that. It says a lot when they are not angry about it.
Well, Governor, it's one thing the people, but even more so the military. I mean, this is a code of honor amongst the military. You do not leave an American behind. I can tell you, one of the big griefs that I heard about after Benghazi were all these soldiers that were told to stand down. Some didn't, but there were some that were willing to put their rank on the line, kind of like what happened here recently with this lieutenant colonel. He put his rank on the line and calling out the administration, calling out the general, saying, what are you doing? And of course, his reward now, not only is he out of a job, but they put him in jail. He's in the brink.
They got the wrong guy in the brig. There's several people sitting at congressional hearing tables. And before this guy goes, the lieutenant colonel, some of the folks up the stream from him should be the ones who check in at the brig.
But when you look at honor, Governor, we cannot lose perspective of honor. Honor to God, honor to our country, honor to our citizens. That is vacant right now, and it's all brought to you by the Democrats and, sadly, someone who's in the White House. I mean, that whole idea just breaks my heart.
Well, mine too, Bill. And I just want to hope that enough Americans are starting to wake up. I'm seeing it at school boards when parents show up. And despite what Terry McAuliffe says, who last night in the governor's debate in Virginia said basically parents have no right to interfere or to know what their kids are being taught. And if there's anything that defines the left, that's it.
Yeah, really.
The government knows best for your children. And if you're a parent, you just sit down and shut up and let us take care of your children. And don't you dare question what we're doing.
That's
the essence of what the left is doing to us.
Yeah. Of all things, no matter what, we know we serve an almighty God who is in full control of all this.
Absolutely. Bill, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Tell your son let's rock and roll sometime.
Okay, I'll let him know. I'll pass it on to him, Governor. Well, you take care. God bless you.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads.
That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday avoided a government shutdown by voting to continue funding the government through December 3rd.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The House approved the measure earlier in the day with a 254-175 vote. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California has delayed a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Lawmakers sent things south when Pelosi tied the bill to the extremely expensive $3.5 trillion partisan spending package. We now know why boxing star Manny Pacquiao retired from boxing. He's advancing into a ruthless industry, politics. Manny has filed his certificate of candidacy for the Philippine presidency Friday. As registration opened for candidates seeking to lead, the elections are on May 9, 2022. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, boy, one of my favorite times of the year is bring your Bible to school day. It is such a cool day, and it is a day that, you know, people of faith, Christians, can let people know where their stand is, that they're standing with God, and with a culture, and especially with young kids today, that, you know, are questioning if there, in fact, is even a God. But I love the idea that kids are boldly coming forth. And I got to tell you, Brett Eckleberry with Focus on the Family is with us. He's a project manager for the Parenting and Youth Department. Brett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us first. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I start to say that I'm really encouraged and inspired by these young kids that in the face of peer pressure in that will still bring their Bible to school.
Yeah. We saw over 500 students last year participate, and we're hoping for more of that this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to imagine, I mean, is that 500? That's not just 500 across the country, is it? I mean, or is that 500 in a specific area?
Oh, so that's 500,000 students, at least, that we can report on across the country, yes.
Oh, okay, I only heard 500. I didn't hear 1,000, so that's going. That seemed a little low. So, yeah, I just, you know, my heart skipped a beat here because I'm thinking, I know that we're losing some traction with the young kids about the Word of God. And, and I just, so 500,000, better number to look at, but still, what does that represent? About 20% of the kids?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we do see that a lot of people who do participate year over year maybe have registered in the past or have not registered in the current year. So there's always a chance there's more than that. But, we can safely estimate over 500,000 last year. And once again, we're trying to have that number continue to grow. And we've been encouraged because it has continued to grow year over year since bringing about the school they started.
Exactly. Moms and Dad, encourage your kid to register, go through the process, register them for them, because it's important to have this count, because when we have these kind of numbers, not that numbers are everything, I mean, we know that in God's economy, I mean, after all, there was a battle that was taking place when there were, thousands of warriors ready to go, and God called them out to about 300, as I recall. So, God needs the right kind of warriors, but also, in this current environment, we also need the right kind of encouragement as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that, Bill, because that's really why we encourage students to sign up, is we want to encourage them to be counted, because when we tell students, hey, participate and bring your Bible to school day, you're not alone in doing this. We can point to a number and say, hey, this is all of the students who are, if not more, who are participating alongside you and bringing their Bible to school and sharing the hope of God with their peers.
Exactly. Now, give us a little bit of history. Bring your Bible to school day. When did it start, and how do you see it projecting out in the future here, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bring Your Bible to School Day, we're coming up, I believe this is our seventh year now. It started in 2014, with an estimated 8,000 participants. So you can just see the growth from 8,000 to over 500,000 last year, even in the midst of, all the COVID craziness and in school, out of school, hybrid school that was going on with students. Students still chose to participate, which is fantastic. So it started kind of out of this need to build awareness for students' religious rights in school, right? We wanted students to know that they didn't have to check their faith at their school doors, right, if they're attending a public school. So Bringing Bible to School Day was just a way to kids could bring their Bibles, they could exercise that religious right, and then in addition to that, what they could do with it when they were in school is they could talk about their faith. They could share their faith with their friends, which they're also allowed to do as long as it's not interrupting class or instructional time, obviously. But they can bring their faith to school, talk about it with friends, and share it with friends. And that's really what we want to continue to encourage students to do. You bring your Bible to school day as an opportunity to kind of open that door for those around you to ask you about your faith and learn more about Jesus.
Right. Just because the schools have decided to take the Ten Commandments down off the walls doesn't mean that we have to take the Ten Commandments out of our heart, does it?
That's exactly right.
So here's the opportunity, and if, for the kids that are listening and that have participated, God bless you for doing that, because our faith requires courage. I mean, the history of our faith is filled with courageous stories, is it not?
It absolutely is, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because our theme verse this year that we're encouraging students and their families with is Joshua 1:9, right?
Yes.
God is talking to Joshua. He's talking to the Israelites before they're coming into the Promised Land. He's telling them, hey, be strong and courageous, and he's telling them that because he's going to be with them while they do that, and that's exactly what we want to communicate, exactly the message we want to communicate to the participants of Bring Your Bible to School Day this year is, hey, take a stand for your faith, be strong and courageous, because you know that God will be with you as you bring your Bible to school, as you share your faith, you talk about your faith with your friends, as you shine a light for Christ in your community.
Exactly. And this is a time of testing, isn't it, Brett? I mean, with, COVID and all the fear that's being tossed around in the culture. And, people of faith can be that difference, perspective in terms of, knowing that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. And while everybody else is fearful, it makes them wonder, going, wait, what has Brett got? What's Brett got that I don't have. And, you know, he's still holding on to his head, and I'm losing my head, and I'm scared to what have you, because the government's telling me all this stuff that I need to be worried about regarding this pandemic.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because to me it seems like each era, you know, all the way back to the early church, had its own different kind of times of testing, as you put it. And the Bible, being the living and active Word of God, has an answer and has a purpose to each of those times of testing. So as Christians, when we're called to live out our faith, to live out God's Word, we have the answer, which is in Christ, for those different times of testing. And you're not wrong. The time we live in now with COVID and just other restrictions, everything that's going on, it's another opportunity, right? It can be challenging, right, but it's another opportunity for Christians to really, for their light, for Christ to shine all the brighter in spite of all the challenges that are going on.
Well, Brett, I admired what you said here. You said this annual campaign empowers Christian students of all ages to speak God's grace and truth into the culture around them, starting with two simple steps. You bring your Bible to school and share what God's Word means to you. And they will be amazed experientially, as other kids before them have been utterly amazed to see, like you said, the doors that are opened up, people that maybe were so hard-hearted that didn't, you know, respond to you very well on the campus, suddenly are asking questions, and you start to build relationships. Because, you know, at the core of all this, Brett, is the opportunity to expand our network of believers and to bring the good news of the gospel to people that are hardened to it. And here you are. You're their peer. And they know what you're going through because they're going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to be that difference maker, as the Bible says, that you get to be that light into a dark world. And may our kids be blessed richly for doing that, because if there was ever a time right now, especially on campuses, as we know, it has been sadly so politicized that, boy, I wonder if there's any time at all for these kids to be educated anymore, Brett.
Well, that is very, very well put, Bill. And, yeah, once again, I just really want to encourage kids, hey, bring your Bible to school day is just a really simple, practical way that you can raise your hand and say, hey, I'm a Christian, and if you'd like to find out what that means, I'm here. I'm here to tell you what Jesus has done in my life and what he can do in your life. And that is just such an accessible way that kids can share their faith in a practical way and make just a huge, huge impact on those around them.
Exactly. Billy Graham used to say, if you can't stand in front of the people and declare me, then I will not stand in front of the Father and declare you.
Mm.
Pretty awesome, huh? Just something to think about. Brett Eckleberry, thank you for being with us.
A small business. You know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks.
Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
To 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, I'll tell you, I'm really excited to talk to our next guest. It's been a while. Last time we talked with Kevin Downs, it was about I Can Only Imagine, and I think also I Still Believe is what we talked about, really, which was the Jeremy Camp story, which was so wonderful. Kevin is now an executive producer. Then he was a producer. Now he stepped up. He's an executive producer, along with starring roles, as you recall, and I Can Only Imagine, Courageous, and he's got an upcoming Christmas Day release titled American Underdog. But we're going to be talking about, you know, one of my favorites, and that has to do with music. And there's a new documentary called coming out called The Jesus Music, which comes out today, and it'll be out through the weekend as well, and hopefully continue. And it's releasing in theaters, and it reveals the untold story of the rise of contemporary Christian music that inspires millions to this day across the globe. Kevin Downs, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. It's good to be here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, hey, it's such a blessing, you know, to talk to you, and especially about Jesus music. I mean, this documentary is wonderful.
Yeah, you know, the timing couldn't be more kind of perfect. I mean, the documentary has got over 100 interviews. You know, we did over 300 hours of interviews and compared them down to an hour and 40-minute movie directed by the Irwin brothers. You know, it's a story of, for me, I grew up a fan of Christian music, so it's a story of my heroes and all the trials and struggles they went through, as well as all the joys and the victories and what it's like to be able to be a part of the origin of Christian music.
Right, and how it evolved, it just seemed to come together in a way real quickly, and it seemed like one of the catalysts, at least as I best remember, Kevin, going back during that era, was it seemed like there seemed to be a hub in Nashville of this incredible talent that came together and said, you know, it's almost like they all came together in different places and, hey, I like Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is cool. Would you like to do some music together about Jesus? And it was like, you know, and the next thing you know, you got a bonfire that's taken off here.
Yeah, it was really quite incredible. I mean, it's about this group of people that just really had a heart to be able to sing for Jesus. And but there was no contemporary industry at that time, but they wrote the lyrics and they wrote the songs that they really wanted to write. And it was amazing to see kind of God work to kind of orchestrate bringing them all together and how the audiences respond. I mean, one of the things we forget, like going to church on Sundays, you know, there's Chris Tomlin songs we sing every Sunday and we don't realize
exactly
Chris Tomlin songs. And to be able to hear their stories individually, we created the documentary, not really forcing them or asking them specific questions, but we really wanted them to speak from their heart.
In a way, you know, I look at it, Kevin, I don't know about you, but it's Wesleyan. I mean, what the Wesleys did, you know, they took, the music of the modern era and adapted it to Christian lyrics. And in this case, this is kind of the next generation of very talented, gifted musicians wanting to praise Jesus in their own way. And I know when it first came into the churches, the young people, of course, gravitated to this, you know, so rapidly. It was like, oh my gosh, you're speaking my language. You know, I can go to church now. And, for the older ones, it was a little bit of a challenge because, we love the hymns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love the part of the story that kind of gives the origin back to the late 60s, early 70s with some of these rock musicians who kind of came out of the hippie movement, realized drugs weren't the answer, and became radically saved. And they started writing music about Jesus and they're like, well, we don't have any place to perform this. Why don't we just go to some churches? And some churches invited them, some didn't. They just kind of showed up. But to hear the story is really quite fascinating because their heart is just, they got this unquenchable love for God that's really inspiring.
Yeah, and it really started a revolution of praise and quality because if you remember, Kevin, early on, the music was okay. And some of us held in our hearts that, gosh, it should be so much better. I mean, after all, we're singing to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Doesn't God deserve better than this? And then it kind of jettisoned into this next level of talent and production values that was just incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, something really changed, I thought, at least when Amy Grant came along in 1981, because she was different than 70s rock band artists in 70s. And, she's such a genuine, sweet person. And back then, she's so almost naive to a fault where, you know, she was like, I would have paid to perform my music, but I realized she actually did pay. And, but, you know, she was exactly, her talent was undeniable. And,
yes.
And so to be able to, kind of see the, her career kind of blossom and unfold. But at the end of the day, you know, her heart was that I just wanted to sing songs for Jesus. I mean, she could have not done that, but really she chose a path and blazed the trail. I mean, all these guys, these men and women were just trailblazers in an arena that wasn't really full of adults.
Exactly. And Kevin, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Amy's heart because I remember the first time I saw her, I think it was at the Greek Theater and in Los Angeles and seeing her perform there and listening to her heart and how, you know, she talked of God and talked of Jesus and her love of both was so special. I mean, you really had this sense that, you know, she was more than a performer. I mean, this was, you know, because sometimes that's the challenge of people in Christian music is it becomes more about the performance instead of offering glory to God and worshiping God.
Yeah, I mean, and these artists actually talk about that. It's
fascinating to hear them talk. Toby Mack talks about that, where
yes.
You know, for him in the earlier days, it became more about the product and the people, and he realized it needs to be about the people, not necessarily the product, because why was he doing this? And once he figured that out, it's like his world got rocked and his world got changed. And I love how, you know, a lot of them kind of told stories that they had never told before. I mean, it was very genuine and raw that Toby Mack shared about his son dying and what that caused him to go through. And a really, really special story that the Irwin brothers crafted together.
Well, without a doubt, we're talking the Jesus Music documentary that's being released today, the untold story of the rise of contemporary Christian music that inspires millions across the globe, even as we're talking. And the executive producer of the documentary, Kevin Downs, is with us with more details. Kevin, you know, speaking of Toby Mack and DC Talk, that was a next iteration of Christian music, because suddenly now we're hearing rap music.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, the three of them that composed this DC Talk, I mean, they came out at a time where it was like, well, how is this going to work? And,
right.
You know, I mean, the one thing that was undeniable was they had an incredible talent. I mean, these guys had such a gift. But their lyrics also were just pure. I mean, some of their lyrics were just incredible. And what I love was the bridge builders that came along to be able to help communicate and kind of identify the purpose of their music. And one of those big bridge builders was Billy Graham. I mean, Billy Graham brought DC Talk and Michael W. Smith together at this big event in Cleveland. And then actually a part of his sermon were the lyrics of one of DC Talk's songs. And, you know, to hear kind of Billy Graham's heart kind of help communicate what these guys were really all about was something really inspiring.
Well, having had the blessing of being around Billy Graham, he was challenged by, you know, certain aspects of the contemporary music. I mean, not contemporary music, but the contemporary culture. I know in Los Angeles, he had a hard time when people were applauding for people coming forward to accept Jesus. And so for him to endorse and come alongside DC Talk was really special. And no doubt this all contributed. I think also, you know, you had such great artists as Stephen Curtis Chapman, you know, just, you know, blowing up the charts. And then he starts to embrace some a little bit of rap partay, you know, in a couple of his songs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, these guys, you know, what's interesting about the documentary, you know, I grew up with Christian music, but I learned some things by, you know, looking at these interviews and watching the film kind of come together. And these guys are so talented. They're not just some sort of subgenre or whatever, but they're singing and writing about what's on their heart and using that, those gifts, to be able to glorify God. And I love that. I mean, I love that their heart in this thing just comes out so much, because sometimes we go to concerts and we're not really sure, you know, we get what we're hearing, but, you know, do they really believe what it is they're singing about? And I think this documentary answers that.
Well, and that's the thing about these Christian artists. They really do. I you know, and I can understand how people first get into the business. And I think as Toby Mack was sharing, that you come into and you think, okay, it's about the business. And then you realize, wow, it's much more than that. It's kind of what the Holy Spirit does in getting a hold of somebody's talent. And going, look it, I'm going to give you some wisdom. I'm going to give you some direction. And, you know, they catch it. And here you go. And, you know, and everybody is all the blessed even more because of it. Because it's like revelatory music in a sense, Kevin, that comes from the throne room of God, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, you know, oftentimes whenever new styles of music come out, they can be confusing or misunderstood. And one of the things I love about the documentary is Kirk Franklin's story. I mean, for me, that really touched home.
Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, if you just go online and Google the Jesus Music movie, it's in theaters starting today, and be able to get tickets online. It's only in theaters, so I would just say grab a group of friends and go out and check it out, because it's stories that you've never heard before, and you'll be certainly touched.
Well, Kevin, thank you again. Appreciate it. God bless.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all